Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, but you know that because you're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. Great interview. Of course, we always have great interviews. And you know, big guy on sales, marketing, and branding. We're going to be featuring a gentleman by the name of Marcus Chan. That's C-H-A-N. And he's with Venley Consulting. We're going to be talking sales, strategies, all of that good stuff. So let's get going. You can never have enough sales training. I don't know. You can put that on a bumper sticker if you want. But you can never have enough sales training, especially within industry. We have to continue to learn and evolve and grow and figure out new ways and strategies to be able to bring in greater revenue, more opportunities, you name it, it's here. And that sort of leads me into the program that I have put together of why you need to podcast. Either you bring it internally or you figure out a way to do it externally. But I'm telling you right now, listen up, that is a great platform for you to bring in more opportunities, increase sales, improve your brand. It's all out there. Just go out to industrialtalk.com and then type in why you need to podcast, which is pretty simple, and it'll all pop up. There's a bunch of stuff I'm going to continue to add to it, whether you like it or not, and you need to do it, and you need to do it now. Why you need to podcast. All right, on to the interview right now. The gentleman, he's got an incredible stat card out there, Marcus Chan. And he knows his sales stuff, and he brings the lumber in this particular conversation. So, everybody, this is Venley Consulting. The gentleman's name is Marcus Chan. Enjoy, because you're going to be a better professional after this conversation. All right, Marcus Chan, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Listeners, he is with Venley Consulting Group, and you know what I'm all about, you listeners out there. I keep harping on you. It's sales, and then you know I talk about sales. That is what Marcus is all about. Marcus, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Scott. An absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's all on this side because you're going to be teaching us some great stuff, which is very selfish on our part, but it's all about 2020 selling, and that's what I like about it. Give us a little background on where you come from and why you're such an incredible professional, and then we're going to go into, and listen to us, listeners out there, we're going to go into sales strategy. You know you got your pen and paper, start taking notes. So give us a little background there, Marcus, on who you are.
I love it. You flatter me too much, Scott. So
here we go to the same barber.
We do. We both have great haircuts. Yeah, very stylish. Yeah.
And you know, you could still grow your hair. I can't. So I just gave up.
I keep it tight. It allows me to be more efficient with the prospects, you know. So.
Tight. It is tight. Yeah. That's for sure. Tight.
So a little background about me. So, I graduated in 2007, University of Oregon, a double major in marketing and Chinese.
And you SEC fans out there, that's the Pac-12, not SEC. Right. It's another conference. Yeah. So I have to always clear that because we are in the conference championship. If you're looking out in that
that's right.
Video,
that's
right. There it is, LSU. Go.
We can see it, right? So Rose Bowl champions out here. So anyways, graduated in 2007, double major marketing Chinese. So from there, actually, that's my first taste into outside sales. I graduated. I worked for a very large Fortune 500 company in which it was B2B sales for a startup division for this large organization. Okay. And I had to go out and basically, we were brand new, literally ground zero, zero customers. So in this 2007, so it was a very exciting time to be selling B2B, if you can imagine. Yeah. Trying to pick up industrial contracts and sign people up when the business is falling apart or economy is falling apart, very difficult. Fortunately, did pretty well over the next 4 years, got promoted seven different times, built three multi-million dollar operations, three of them actually to be specific, did quite well. And then from there, I transitioned into industrial laundry, right? Still working directly B2B, right? And I did that with this next organization for another, essentially almost 9 years, 9+ years. And that was fantastic. You know, went from ranks from you know, sales rep to sales leader to sales director.
Right.
Last role, I was a sales director. I had 110 people in my organization. We delivered 200 million in sales consistently. So did quite well with that. And then in September this past year, I decided to leave corporate America and start my own consulting firm, which is Bentley Consulting. So now I work directly with business and sales professionals to help them absolutely crush their sales results through our high-performance training systems.
Like it. Wait, why do you like sales? Mm. Why?
Well, so I think I'm obviously very biased, but...
I know why I like it, and I like marketing, and I like branding and all that good stuff. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, it is the number one skill in the world to get anything you want in life, right? So if you think about this, no matter what you do, whether you are a mother, father, you know, a parent, you're a teacher, you're a doctor, we're all in sales. And all sales means is we're influencing someone to part ways with their time, money, or resources, something. Yeah. So the better you are at doing that, the more resources you'll receive. So, and I love that about sales. So that's why I believe everyone should be excellent at it. Now, more importantly, why I personally love sales is the ability to influence people in a very positive way, right? Yeah. To be able to influence people, to get them to move and take action, to be able to influence, you know, prospects to make a decision with a solution to better their business. To me, that's a skill that it's the most valuable skill in the world.
See, I hear you and I like that a lot. Listeners out there, that is why it's a very important to not just say I'm in sales and not do any training. It's a ever evolving profession that has tremendous rewards that require consistent training and it's a wonderful profession, and you listeners out there, take note. Okay, so we're starting 2020. What's important to me. And everybody's like, it's a new year, 2020. But for whatever reason, 2020 is always that's a big year right now. And I'm gonna ask questions like, hey, give us some ideas of what we need to be aware of going into this particular decade. But just sort of from a high level point of view, Marcus, what do you think that 2020 has in store for just business in general? What do you see?
Yeah.
Put and your future hat on.
Yeah, 100% right. What a great question. And I think regardless of whether you're industrial business or any other business, right, I believe in today's time, in 2020, it is harder to get a hold of your decision maker than ever, right? There is way more noise, way more stuff going on. They're getting pulled from all types of different, you know, from social media, online. They're getting hard email, or getting like, you know, hard copy mail getting sent to them. They have so many distractions. It's harder to get in front of your prospects. So they have way more noise to fight through. It's kind of like most people have a Facebook page or Instagram page. There's so much noise in there. It's hard to stand out.
Yeah.
So hard to stand out. And as a sales professional, even if they are a current customer or a new customer, standing out is so critical, right? So when I look at 2020, one of the big things is going to be absolutely critical is number one, is your ability to be a good copywriter. And what I mean by that is, yes, you have to be great on the phones. And I'm not saying cold calling is that, because it's not. You still need to be great at picking up the phone calling. But you also need to be really good at writing copy, right? And what I mean by that is...
Good. I was just going to get ready to jump in. What do you mean by that? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so whether it's email copy, right? Can you write captivating emails that engage your prospect, right? Maybe it's you have to do it via SMS, text message, or Facebook Messenger. Can you write engaging copy to capture their attention, right? And that's really, really key, right? And the other piece is, you know, in 2020, it's definitely a overused buzzword, but your ability to build your brand as a personal brand is vitally important, right? To be known as the expert. So if you are writing, if you utilize and say, if your target market hangs out on LinkedIn, if you're not able to write copy that captures their attention by providing value via articles or posts, that can hurt you because someone else is doing it better than you, right?
Give us an example of generally speaking, a poor copy versus a different or more engaging copy.
100%. So for example, poor copy is, and I've seen this too on, you know, I don't even want to say who, but I'll see sales professionals or leaders, you know, or even companies, they'll put a post out there and they'll say, hey, you know, like we have this really cool, you know, XYZ product for welding, you know, right. Contact me below and you'll see zero engagement. Okay. So that's poor copy because they're using it as a billboard, right? Yep. Yep. And it's very ineffective. And, yep. And LinkedIn does not work well that way. Now,
Because I know I'll sit there and scroll and I'll look at it and I'll know what catches my attention from a copy, from an image, from a brand. And I know, but I also know that scroll. Oh, what makes that post a little bit different because it's caught my eye. And I look at it that way too.
Right. That's exactly it. Now, a couple of key things is the post or article, whatever they're putting on there, should be written toward the target market. So let's just say perhaps there are companies that weld, right? And maybe you look for what's the big problem they have. Maybe they have high turnover in welders. I'm just making something up. I don't know, right? So it might be like, hey, three ways to attract and retain the best welders in the industry.
Yeah, I can see that.
Without paying them $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
So now if you're a business that is interested in that, like, wow. So now when you write your copy, you write a well-written article about that. And you're also showing yourself as an expert the more you do it consistently. Now, you also can't just do it one time and think, I'm going to get a bunch of people, you know, reaching out to me. You have to be consistent with it, right? So writing articles that are towards your industry. So I'll give you another example, right? So in my prior role, you know, before I started my own company,
right,
I would go and I would want to recruit sales professionals. And I knew it was very important. All my copy was written towards salespeople. So I would write articles on sales tips, right? Culture, et cetera, because I knew they would want to read about those things. So when they read about, they could find out who I'm all about and my brand's getting built with them, right? So I'm pre-framing them in my funnel for a future close.
Right.
So there's no pitch at all. I'm just providing so much value up front, which is a bit of a buzzword. So that copy is written for them, right?
But I'll tell you right now, that is the name of the game. You've just got to go into and recognize that you have to truly over-deliver. You have to 100%. Over-deliver with the valuable content that is truly helping your target customer.
That's right.
Because that's the key. And you're going to say to yourself, but that's a lot of hard work. Well, it is, but the rewards reflect that ability 100%. To be able to.
Yeah. 100%, right? So, and then if you're writing a text-only post, right, you know, whether you tell, first off, there should be there's a formula, right? You need to have a hook. Your first line has got to be a hook. You got to be captivating towards your target audience. Then it could be either value in the middle or a story of some sort that's going to be relevant to them. And then some sort of moral or call to action at the end, right? Yeah. You know, and that way, it could be the same concept, right? If it's like, you know, it could be like first line could be like, you know, are you sick of your welders quitting on you 2 months in?
Yeah.
You know, here are three ways we may retain based off whatever, right? So, or whatever you are offering, but it shouldn't be a pitch. It should not be a pitch. It's just pure value.
They'll sniff it out.
They'll just sniff tell it out.
Right now. It's got to be absolutely 100% pure value. Okay. Before we head on to the second point. Okay, listeners, what we had, that was chock full of great information. What we talked about, you need to have the ability to copyright. That means write well, not just the standard stuff. For me, I always just look at what captures my attention and why. And I try to learn from that. You got to build your brand. Build your brand. And written and write that copy toward your customer, your target prospect, whatever that might be. In the case of our example, welders and retaining people who want it. And then we talked about the hook, be captivating. Mm-hmm. You got to have some sort of value and moral call to action. Okay.
That's it.
That sums up the number one. So, you know, you can always rewind and play it again, but I think that is absolutely valuable information. Let's go to number two.
Yeah, number two, right? So, and this aligns a little bit with the copywriting. You got to be creative, right? And what I mean by you have to be creative to stand out in front of your prospect. They're very busy. They're bombarded left and right.
You have to.
You can't just be like, I'm going to call them a million times and get a hold of them. Yeah, you could do that, but they'll freaking like hate your guts because you call them a million times. Right. So how can you be creative in getting in the door, re-engaging them, etc.? Right? So and the more creative you are, the better it's going
to
be.
But back to your original problem statement in 2020, getting hold of the decision maker.
That's right.
Noise, 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 noise. And how do you get past that noise, and that is being creative.
And I'll give you, here's a very simple example, right? This is what I currently do, right? Yeah. So, you know, like I provide massive value on LinkedIn. I write tons of articles or tons of posts that are value-based. I put videos up, right? Tons of free stuff. I do free webinars. People are seeing, wow, he's providing a lot of value. I get people adding me on LinkedIn. Most people just say, accept, accept, accept. Well, I don't. I accept it if it's my target market, right? And I immediately respond to a personalized video message.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you use BombBomb? Do you use BombBomb for your personal video messages?
On LinkedIn now, it's been around for a while. You can do it on your phone, right? So on your phone, you can just do a video message and just send it via the email, right?
I like it. See?
So
funny. That's good stuff. And I want to make sure that everybody understands. I use a product called BombBomb, but it is it really sort of, I don't know, it impacts that receiver. I received it. It's like, oh, I'm special. And it does.
Did you say, hey, Scott? Was that right?
No.
Right? Yeah. It's weird. It's weird, right?
It's weird. You know what else? You know what else is weird? A handwritten thank you note.
Exactly right.
Crazy. And it's just like, as much as we try to push the envelope on creativity, it's like that simple thing. And I remember receiving a thank you note. I got them back here. I just keep them going. Wow.
Oh yeah.
That's creative.
100%.
And that lasts.
Yes. That's it. And that, if you think about it, that costs nothing. My point is, I didn't do anything crazy. I just did something a little bit different. Okay. Yeah. So here's another good example, right? So for example, like, let me open this so I get a little more light in here. So one of the things, that I used to do to get from prospects, right? And if you think about this, and especially in industrial, I think most people on the podcast, you know, appreciate this.
Yeah,
I'm sure a majority have been in the decision maker's office, and there's like packages everywhere, right? Boxes of whatever, samples, all this other junk, right? FedEx, UPS, whatever. So what I used to do, and it was so incredibly effective, I would go and get a very odd shaped box of chocolates, Lindor box,
odd shape.
I open inside a FedEx package that was odd. That was like, you know, the parcel sized. Okay. Yeah. That was water resistant because it rains like heck out here.
Right.
And I'd write on there, you know, attention Scott McKenzie, industrial podcast, you know, industrial podcast talk, right? And your address in print. And I would hand deliver this odd shaped package to them.
Right.
Right, with a chocolate, with my handwritten note inside, customized to them. And the note would say something like, hi, Scott. You know, my name is, you know, Marcus, you know, XYZ company. I'm reaching out because I work with a bunch of businesses such as A, B, and C, providing them this awesome service to give them XYZ benefit.
Right.
I'm giving you some chocolates to thank you in advance for your time. I'll be calling you soon to set up a time to talk. Right? Yeah. And then I would hand deliver it. I'd walk in with this UPS package or FedEx package, and I'll just say, I have a delivery for Scott. They don't know who I am, this gatekeeper.
Right.
They just see this dude in a suit with a UPS or FedEx package.
Right.
So if they're there, they're buzzing that person in, saying, I got delivery for you.
Yeah, right? See, that's clever.
So now I can just introduce myself, book the appointment on the spot. Right. Or let's just say they're not there, because that happens. They're in meetings, whatever, right? No problem. That package will go back to their office.
Yeah.
Because it's odd-shaped, nothing else can go on top. It'll fall over. So the package is always on top.
Yeah, I see.
So when you grab a package, do you grab it from the top or the bottom?
Oh, yeah, I always grab it from the top. I'm not going to touch anything from the bottom.
So I had the highest likelihood of them grabbing mine first, right?
Right off the bat. Yeah.
So just by doing that, and they would laugh. I would get these emails like, what?
Stroke.
Impressive.
Yeah. Right? That's creative. And creative. That is so true. And boy, especially now with the noise that exists out there, it's imperative. It's just imperative. So, all right, listeners, you've got number one down.
Yep.
We understand it's hard to get to the decision makers. You got to be creative. That's point number two.
Right.
I think you got a couple of good examples. I think you could come up with some more. You know, push yourself to come up with some more, but you have to be creative to get in front of the decision maker, yes. Get noticed, because we're building our brand. Right. We're writing great copy. We've got to get noticed. And you got to keep at it. I've heard you talk about that. You just got to keep providing valuable content over and over again, which is important because it keeps you sharp, Marcus. 100%. It keeps hey, I got to get this out. That's okay, exactly right. The last one.
Yep.
Number Good. Three. Talk to Good. Us.
Number three. And I just want to elaborate just a little more on creative just for a second, too, because I think what's also important is if it doesn't work the first time, doing something different and continue to do it, especially if it's good, qualified prospect. Yeah. That's really important. It seems super obvious.
Yeah.
But some people are like, I tried once to be creative. It didn't work. I'm like, okay, dummy. Like, do that.
Figure now, it out. Do something else.
Keep going.
Wretch.
Keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree with that.
That's key. That's be creative, consistently creative.
Yeah, you can't stop. I hate it when people just stop. It's like, that didn't work. Okay, try something else.
That's right.
Not going to die.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And they're going to remember you, right?
Yeah.
And that really goes into the third piece, right? And this is where I find it absolutely fascinating, because now there's some incredible sales software and there's so much automation for sales professionals.
Yeah.
If you come invest into it, but not many are going to. It's good and bad, though, because even with automation, eventually your prospect will see through the inauthenticity of it, right? Yeah. So, and that's where I see.
Yeah. Hi, I see that you have a birthday.
Yeah. Right. So, like, you know, like
up in my notice.
Yeah, that's why we get a handwritten note. We're like, dang, that was impressive, right? Yeah. So, what that means is, I see this where in every business is a little bit different. Some businesses, You sell in the account and you get to also nurture, right? And some of you sell, you move on. Regardless, salespeople have to become masters and a therapist, which is the customer service aspect of selling, right? The onboarding process and creating that experience for that customer when they bring them on board, right? That's everything. They can't say, hey, I just sold this customer, and yes, I'm going to manage the account and grow the business, but I'm just going to pass it over to this team over here. At the end of the day, you are the face of the customer. You just worked your tail off, doing great copywriting, being super creative.
Yeah.
You finally closed them, and that experience that you bring is so vital, as you continue to nurture and grow it, right? And it's really, it's like, the new hot, buzzword is, it's not a marketing funnel. Is now a marketing flywheel, right? It's a flywheel,
I haven't heard that one. There we go.
Marketing
flywheel now.
but at the end of the day, all that really means is instead of it just goes into a funnel and out, it's getting nurtured in the funnel.
Yeah.
And that means you're constantly also marketing to them and growing and working with them.
What's always interesting is that it's a seek and destroy type of mindset, but you're fighting to close that deal. You close a deal, and then you're moving on to the next one, and that's just not going to be the case going forward. You've got to nurture.
100%, right?
Because if they leave after you get them, and they leave, the likelihood of you being able to bring them back into the fold is about zero.
It's hard. Very hard. Especially in the first year, right? It's going to take some time. Now, assuming you change decision makers, you might be able to get them back. But at the end of the day, I can see a change in future comp plans, right? Maybe not across the industry, right? Eventually, where it's a point of retention of customers, right, is going to be part of an overall comp plan. Because at the end of the day, I'm biased because I'm in sales. I think especially in the industrial world, salespeople are the absolute, they are the leaders of the industrial world. What I mean by that is whatever they sell impacts everyone. They're usually the best dressed in the whole building, an industrial building, right? they're usually also the most hated, if you will, if you don't do a good job, right, with the customer service, right? Yep. But at the end of the day, salespeople in the industrial world should lead by example, right? Providing great service from, start to finish, right? But not even to finish, but just a continuous cycle of managing that customer.
It's interesting what you bring about from that focus on customer service and that retention. If you create a sense of stickiness, it sort of if you do your job, the likelihood of that customer leaving is lessened because you're not going to, even I made those decisions like, I don't want to leave them. I mean, right. I guess it's cheaper over here, but they've been so great. I don't know what they, I'm staying.
Right.
You know? And that's important. That's really 100%. Important.
Yeah. It's part of that ongoing experience. Right. And, yeah. And the thing is, what's also very interesting is you'll see now companies will provide a lot more marketing towards things they're doing, right? So there's a lot of feel-good stuff that's put out there, right? That's good stuff, right? So for example,
you gotta humanize it.
Yeah, the humanizing. So I saw a company, I can't remember the name of the company, I think it was a retirement company, and they gave back like $10 million back to all the people. So everyone got a certain like level of bonus for Christmas. And that was all over the news, right? It was huge, yeah. Right? But what great goodwill for all the customers to see, the clients of this business, like, wow.
Right.
This CEO could have pocketed all these millions,
yeah.
But he distributed to yeah. his people, right?
That's good.
That's part of that marketing flywheel, right?
They're
retargeting their customers to show, hey, we're a good company to partner with, right? That's a human part of the business.
Well, I learned something. Marketing flywheel outside of all the other stuff. Okay, we're going to have to wrap this fantastic interview. Okay, note to self, we talked about copyright. Yeah. You got to be creative. You got to provide great customer service. The details are in the podcast. Okay, one last question. I'm out on your stat card on LinkedIn. Is that the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, that's perfect, right? I also have a ton of free resources on salesninjaschool.com/resources.
Okay,
so I have a ton of free resources in there, free trainings, etc. I've consolidated all onto there. It's the easiest way to access that.
All right, so what we have Marcus Chan. And I'm looking at it, and it's a Venly Consulting Group.
That's it.
Reach out. You'll have all this information also, you listeners out there, you know, to go to industrialtalk.com, find his interview, all the links, everything that you could possibly think about will be in his podcast. So go out there. Marcus, you were fantastic. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast.
Thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure.
Ah, it's all on this side. And you listeners out there, stay tuned. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, two words. Marcus Chan. Yeah. Venly Consulting is his company. He understands and knows what to do to bring in the revenue through tremendous sales training, strategies. You need to look him up. Go out to his stat card. Marcus Chan, MarcusChan. Find him, connect with him. He'd be happy to connect with you. He's got a lot of good sales wisdom. Now, back onto the program or the series that I'm putting together right now, and that is Why You Need To Podcast. They're simple. They're less than 10 minutes. Listen to them. And if you're not convinced that that is the way to go and bring that into your marketing platform and your sales efforts, then somebody's going to do it because I want to make sure that you know that this is a powerful platform for you to generate more sales, increase your market, goodwill, everybody's happy. I mean, it's a good time. So thank you very much. Once again, thank you again for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. Go out to industrialtalk.com. We have the Industrial Academy out there. It's all about education. It's all about you. It's all about you being the best professional that you could possibly be. Thank you. And you know, as always, be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. That's what this platform and you are all about. So take care, and we'll talk again tomorrow.